This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that Nimisha Priya case in Yemen is a sensitive matter and the government of India has been offering all possible assistance in the case. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the local authorities in Yemen have postponed carrying out her sentence scheduled for the 16th of this month. On NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte's statement, the spokesperson said India is closely following the developments. He reiterated that securing the energy needs of the people is the overriding priority for India. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today asserted that India is not concerned about sanctions on Russian crude as there are enough supplies in the market. Speaking at Urja Varta 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Puri stated that India will import oil from wherever it is available at the cheapest price. He highlighted that this is the new India where the government is not driven by pressure but by impact.
There is availability of oil, more than enough. There is more and more crude oil coming on the market from the Western Hemisphere. That is another very important fact. If you have more supply coming in, the price will be as anticipated. Today, the price 68.5. आने वाले समय में मैं इसी रेंज में समझता हूँ कच्चे तेल के दाम रहेंगे. हमारा हिसाब है ये 65-70 के बीच में ही रहेगा. अगर इसमें चेंज आएगी, तो चेंज 70 के ऊपर नहीं आएगी. ये 65 से नीचे आएगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Bihar and West Bengal tomorrow. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, during his visit to Motihari, Bihar, development works worth 7,200 crore rupees will be dedicated to the nation or their foundation stones would be laid. He said these works cover software technology parks for new Amrit Bharat trains, road projects and more. He said these projects will open doors of opportunities for the people. Mr. Modi also said that at a program in Durgapur, West Bengal, he will lay the foundation stones for various works and also inaugurate projects worth over 5,000 crore rupees. He said that tomorrow he will be addressing a rally in Durgapur. India has achieved a significant milestone by successfully destroying two aerial high-speed unmanned targets at high altitude in Ladakh by Akash Prime, which is the upgraded variant of Akash weapon system for the Indian Army. The weapon system is customized to operate in altitude and above 4,500 meters and is a latest upgrades including indigenously developed radio frequency seeker. Army Air Defence and DRDO in conjunction with defence PSUs have successfully validated the indigenously designed and developed Akash Prime weapon system. Ministry of Defence has said that short-range ballistic missiles Prithvi 2 and Agni 1 were successfully test-fired from the integrated test range in Chandipur, Odisha today. The ministry added that the launches validated all operational and technical parameters. These tests were conducted under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal interacted with heads of the commercial wings posted in 74 Indian missions abroad across 61 countries through video conference to review and strengthen India's global trade and commercial engagement strategy. Yesterday, during the meeting, key Indian missions made the detailed presentation on trade promotion activities, challenges in market access, and sectoral insights. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the minister acknowledged the missions as the first point of contact for India's commercial and economic diplomacy. Lakshmi Jadala, Asia's top-ranked paralon tennis player with an intellectual disability, clinched the gold medal at the National Tennis Championship 2025 Disability Sports held in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia today outlined India's strategy towards finishing among the top 10 nations in 2036 Summer Olympics and Paralympics. Speaking at the Khelo Bharat Conclave in Delhi, the minister said sports is a public movement and goal can be achieved. And that is the end of the news.